This is The View from Tab. I'm Jim Menick.
I'm John Cruz.
And I'm Chris Palmer.
And with any luck, Mr. Beats will be joining us shortly, and we'll get going. But for those of you who are faithful fans or fan, depending, you'll remember when last we discussed anything, we were talking about the potential topics, LD topics, for the coming season. We did the first six, and we have four left to go, so we're just going to dive right in and do the last four. And so the next one up on our docket is resolved on balance. Labor unions in the United States are beneficial. So what do you guys think about that?
It's a huge topic. It's a huge topic area. I was actually a little surprised. I mean, I like the topic area as a topic. I think that labor has been in the news a lot with stuff in Wisconsin in particular, but you know, just in general in terms of the election. But I have to say, I was a little surprised that if they were going to go for a union topic, that they didn't go for a public employees union topic, because I feel like that's. You know, there's tons of literature on unions, but that's sort of like the present day kind of argument, and I was a little surprised I didn't go for that. It's a very broad topic, but I like the topic area.
Well, the public employee unions was the TOC public forum topic, right, in 2009 or so, and I think those kids for the most part actually found that a little too narrow. And that was also the topic that was at the center of the NFL selling sponsorship of topics in the middle of that controversy.
Sure. Yep.
They may have wanted to, you know, veer away from that, you know, understandably so. So,
I mean, I remember when I saw this first, when I wrote about it on my blog. I mean, I thought of this is a great topic for public forum. And for LD, I don't know what exactly is the underpinnings of this. I mean, it's a policy topic. What else is it? I mean, so that's what I'm missing here. So I looked at this one and I just sort of went, ugh.
Well, I think you mean policy here with like a lowercase p, I assume.
Yeah,
I'm assuming you don't mean like the policy debate.
But this is about, you know, we have the, it may be good or they may be bad, but they don't connect to anything. They don't have any ethical, depth, any philosophical depth, yeah, it's just sort of this one thing that I don't know. I can't get excited about this at all. As something that people would go on and really dig and find all this wonderful. What are they going to find?
Well, I mean, there's quite a bit about economic justice out there that we avoided being able to debate with the. We missed Cruz's estate tax topic, which would have covered much the same ground. Mm-hmm. And so I think evaluating the value of collective action, particularly in situations where people are compelled to be part of the union, whether or not they want to be by virtue of their job and things like that, where the line of how the government can do so and grant the right to a union to be representative of all of the employees of, say, a public policy.
That sounds interesting. When you put it that way, I agree. I mean, that does sound interesting. I don't know if it sounds interesting for a couple of months, but it does sound interesting for. I mean, it does frame it a little differently than my original take on it.
And I think in general there have been quite a few economic topics lately, and this isn't terribly surprising because we're in the middle of an economic meltdown, as it were. None of them have really punched through except for the NFL Nationals topic last year. But I think there is more material there than most LD coaches seem to think there is. And I come from extemp, having coached extemp for 15 odd years. And so I'm more familiar with this than most LD coaches are. It's sort of more in that wheelhouse. But there is a strongly moralistic spin to a lot of economic issues right now that I don't think LD has explored very well, because we've only had one tournament on it. And that's a tournament that most of the circuit, at least a lot of the circuit, doesn't go to. And that it would be good if one of these punched through, because it would expose the kids to an entirely different literature that is more moralistic and more value-oriented than you'd think.
Yeah, obviously I fall into that category. I mean, it's not something I've thought about or have experience of or have done a lot of reading on. So that's maybe why I read this and it left me cold.
Yeah, and it doesn't attach exactly to the traditional sort of state versus citizen type of LD topic that we think of that's not an individual morality topic, but it does get into a newer area, which is even more sort of in the literature right now, which is citizen versus economy. You know, the system of the economy, and how can the individual citizen be part of that and still maintain their rights and their privileges and their freedoms? And I think that's an endlessly fascinating question, and it's one that speaks to a lot of current events. So,
yeah, no, I you're convincing me on this. I'm liking it as you say, because even as you're saying this, I'm thinking, yeah, you know, there is a lot of depth to that. I mean, there really is a lot going on with that one could argue about. I mean, do you think this one will get in? I mean, do you think people will? Okay, one of the nice things I like about this is it's very straightforward. On balance, labor unions are beneficial. Boom. There's no, I mean, that's it. So you're going to really argue that. And with a lot of leeway to, I mean, even as you were just talking, when you're talking about, well, do you have to be a member? Do you have to be a member of the union to get that job or not? And it depends on the job and things like that. So there's a lot of shadings. So, you know, I like the elegance of a handful of words in the topic. You know, fewer the words, the better. I always like on balance too. I mean, we don't see on the words on balance don't come up much. I always like those words for some reason.
I'm not the person to handicap whether or not a topic actually gets selected, though. I mean, voting closed last Monday, so
right.
It is what it is at this point. But you know, I would have. I don't have much confidence, because I would have thought that if the LD community's collective coaches were inclined to debate these kinds of issues or even be aware of them, then the estate topic would have been picked last time around, and it wasn't, because it was even more, you know, elegant and simple and straight and direct to the point. And what I heard over and over is, oh, there's not much stuff there. Right. And I'm like, well, you know, I've got a bookcase and about a quarter of it is on it, and that's just the stuff I own. So, you know, there is a lot of stuff there, but it's not
To me reinforces why it would be good for the Lincoln Douglas community to have like sort of position papers for potential topics. That specific point that people sort of assume that they know what the not only what the topic area is, but how broad the topic area is.
Right. Yeah. And so therefore they could, you know, point out. Yeah. Yeah, a position paper would be able to say there's this, that, and the other, and there's this stuff that you might not be aware of. And yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. All right, well, I think, there is something here. We'll find out. We know because they just announce them as they come out. That's a shame. It's too bad they'd say, okay, here's the winners. That'll never happen, obviously. Okay, the next one on here is resolved, the United States ought to guarantee universal health care for its citizens. I'm so tired of this topic. Well, I mean, whether or not it has anything to do with anybody arguing it in the debate community, I just want to. Anyhow, what do you think about this one?
I think it's a great topic.
Sorry, God, Walter Mondale steps in.
Of course,
okay, yeah.
Well, it's too bad that Beats isn't on, because they use this as the Victory Briefs camp topic. And
it's
so
it's going to be selected. I feel very comfortable saying it's
probably. I would agree, only because, I mean, it's so much in the news, and so they think that they should do it for that reason. I mean, like I said, I'm just sort of.
I'll also be blunt. The other reason why is that I think VBI specifically has a really good track record with picking topics, and part of the reason for that is that the camp tries to find out what people are voting for, to be totally direct, and I think that that's actually a pretty good way of picking camp topics. In other words, getting a sense of where the community's at with its topics. Mm-hmm. So I bet good money that it's going to get picked. It's a very relevant current events topic. It's in the news. People know about it. What the topic means makes sense.
Why are we doing things that are in the news? I mean, isn't that public forum?
Well, it doesn't mean
I don't know. Just we have these, you know, it's just sort of.
Look, I'm the one who said that I would love to see a topic on should Harry Truman have dropped the atomic bomb, but the people don't seem to like that kind of debate. Okay, that's seriously
kind of thing,
actually.
That kind of thing happens in APTA all the time, actually.
But I think that that's actually pretty cool. Debating, debating that. Not necessarily what would have happened. Well, okay. Anyway, we're getting sidetracked. Universal healthcare is going to get picked. Come on, let's be real here. Like, it's going to get picked. It's a very relevant topic. It It's a great LD topic as far as I'm concerned, because not only is it new school LD, where you could make lots of different kinds of, you know, policy-esque, for lack of a better term, arguments about universal healthcare, it is a great moral and ethical question over whether that is the duty of society. I think it should be picked.
Right.
That sounds, I think,
a lot of cage ground. There's a lot of...
Right.
I mean,
You got something for everybody with that topic, and that's why...
Right. And it also, less directly, but certainly touches on a lot of the economic justice issues that I was just talking about, and in a more immediate way, because it asks the question, should somebody's economic ability tie into their ability to survive, right? You know? So.
I'm trying to bring... Beats just appeared on the menu, but he doesn't appear on the... to be picking up the phone. That's weird.
I'm sure everybody at home likes that update. About
well, did you hear the ringing? I may be the only one who could hear the ringing.
I saw him sign on. He signed on.
I saw him sign on. I did not hear the ringing.
Okay, so I'm hearing ringing, and I can't hear you guys, which let me try him one more time, because we can ask him if he bribed the officials and got his topic in. There he is.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Beats.
Okay, so we have a question for you.
Okay.
The United States ought to guarantee universal health care for its citizens. So did you put in, is the fix in? Is that definitely going to be a topic?
And before you answer, we are recording.
I didn't vote, so I don't know.
Okay. But you guys did run this at, we were just saying, it was at VBI.
No, let's just ignore everything I just said about VBI. No, I'm kidding.
No, this is, we were saying, it's a good indication that whatever the that VBI picks as their topic is a good candidate. Pretty much count on that being picked. You know?
I don't know. I think that we've been wrong kind of recent. Like, I think that we debated highly indebted poor countries. I think we debated... Well, we almost always took the international topics, and lately those just haven't been picked.
Yes,
so,
that's true. Maybe I'm thinking of an old school track record. I mean, strike from the record
targeted place. Killing was last year, and we got it, but we only got it March-April.
Right. Yeah, but for what we would usually guess to be the international topic, we haven't gotten that too much. So I think, I don't even know if we. When I talk about highly indebted poor countries, we're talking that's a number of years ago. But I don't even I don't even remember. Too much anymore. So,
anyhow, the general consensus here, those guys are just assuming it's going to happen, that the healthcare will be a topic. I mean, I've not terrible anything against it. I mean, I think, John, you actually pinned it down. There is like the new LD, shall we say. Right. This is that kind of topic. And I guess I'm so old LD, which is why I think of it. I mean, I'd rather do it as PF. I would like to talk about it for a little while and then just move on. But you know, I don't know. But part of it is also, I don't know. When I was in ninth grade, I debated this topic.
Nice.
I mean, you know, it's just like, oh, come on. Let's just do it and stop.
I suppose it's just sad that it's still debatable.
Right, exactly.
It's like, God. Okay. Anyway, we finished talking about that one. So, Mike, you're just in time to talk about a true classic. Oppressive government is more desirable than no government. I can hear the wind blowing through old LD.
I think that sounds cool.
This, you know?
I think it's a cool topic.
This one, I wanted this topic. This was my preference for our novice topic for debating right. 3 months. I've always loved this topic.
I like that topic
to
too.
It.
Why didn't that topic get picked?
I think it might get picked for finals or March, April. I can't see it. Or maybe September, October, if people are that cagey about where they place it. I can't see it as a January, February topic. I don't think it'd be a great topic for TOC type debate. But maybe I'm wrong. I mean, but I love it as a training topic. I mean, if you just want to train on the basic, ethicists, the Locke's and the, whoever, social contracts and all that kind of stuff, and what is anarchy and so forth. The nice thing, it's balanced. It has two no's. So you don't get, you can't, there's nothing beneficial. It's just, it's the lesser of two evils kind of thing, because they're both bad and they're both equally bad. So when you would watch these debates, and I've seen this topic a couple of times, it came up more than once in my career, it came back when my daughter was debating, and it came after that as well. So I must have heard, you know, 50 rounds on this topic. It, if it's well debated, it's a lot of fun. Yeah, it's a fun topic. So I think the real issue is whether or not people will vote for it or not, and it might just depend on what the constituency thinks about that kind of topic in this day and age.
The biggest problem with the topic is going to be just, I mean, it's going to be, I would, so much debate is going to be about the parameters of how we evaluate, like, what does it mean to be more desirable, like, and like from what perspective I just feel like it is I like the topic if we could get everyone to agree on how it gets debated. Well, but the idea that we would have one person saying, I'm just going to use an example of North Korea, and another person saying, I'm just going to use the example of Sudan, and therefore how do you evaluate what's worse to live in? I mean, it's the toughest thing is going to be just figuring out some, and then the whole debate is going to be about or someone says they're going to use an example of it, and then someone says, well, examples don't matter at all, and the debate is just going to be theory, and like this the problem with this topic is that it just invites so much theory debate, I feel like. And there's, like, and no one is right about how to evaluate it. And no one is, like, there's no, not even, I think, it would be difficult to even just get some sort of reasonable way to evaluate. I think it would be tough to get people to, even if they were being intellectually honest about it, it would be difficult to get people to agree about it. And even if they weren't just playing a game.
And you bring up a good point, because back when we were doing this a million years ago, there was no such thing as theory, so nobody would look at it that way. And also, for that matter, you really didn't use examples like, okay, you're going to have, you know, a North Korea and you're going to have an African, blah, blah, blah. I mean, that wasn't really done, so people were really talking about it very much on a philosophical level, because LD was so radically different. And so what you're saying makes a lot of sense to me in this day and age, which is why I wonder if it will get voted in at all. But do you think it might be, I mean, as a nationals topic where you have...
Well, it's a classic national type of topic for sure.
Yeah. I mean, that to me is where, I mean, I can't, I would put the money on that, that people would vote for that. Of all the topics here, it looked to me like the one that people would vote for the nationals one, just because of the nature of nationals.
Yeah, or March, April, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, one or the other. I mean, people would put it in those two places.
Yeah, but I'm not sure that there's a whole lot of... I don't know how much people give consideration to those things in the same way that you might, or I might, or anyone else might give consideration to when we debate something. Like, I could see a lot of people saying, I love this topic and I would love novices to do it, so I'm going to vote for September, October. Hmm. Or
yeah, I mean, I could see it then. I mean, I could see people voting for it then.
Yeah. So I don't know. I feel like it would be unfortunate if it was January, February, because we debated it for so long and it feels like all, you know, it would just feel so...
You guys would be killing each other if this is January, February.
Yeah, I think that's
that.
It would be like no government.
Mm-hmm. well, there you go. There's anarchy for you, right?
Yeah, I remember the real problem I had when people were debating this was there is some literature about anarchy, which defined it in such a way that it wasn't anarchy. And then they were running this literature, and it'd be said, no, it says no government. It doesn't say anarchies that are actually government, that are like minimal governments. And, yeah. And it would just drive you crazy. But, yeah, that's the literature. So they had what they had, and people sort of accepted it.
So, well, you have to, in a way, give them a little bit more room, because there's no example of a complete lack of organization. Humans organize naturally, right? So... You know, the Hobbesian individual against individual simply doesn't happen. What you end up with is tribes or smaller groups.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if the wording committee were going to do it again, they might say failed state versus oppressive or something along the lines that might take into consideration the yeah. literature of what we mean to describe a society with no government.
Right. State might be a better yeah. word because you have the yeah. Weberian and definition of the state, which is very clean cut and clear. So
yeah. Yeah. Like a fail. Yeah. The failed state. Which, you know, but then, and I was actually just talking to my debaters about this, yesterday a little bit when we were talking about some theory stuff, that the problem also becomes what happens when, you know, what point are you, like, what status are you debating? Are you debating, like, the moment of oppression, or are you debating which do you have a better chance to get out of? And it is probably the case that, like, for example, in a lot of times, the oppressive government, in its transition, goes through the failed state, and then it becomes something, right?
That was definitely being argued even back in the day. I mean, where are you on the continuum? Is it going away? Which is easier to get out of? Absolutely right. Was playing into it.
Which makes the debate really wishy-washy to... I mean, it just makes it a real chicken-and-the-egg type argument, which is, you know, it's tough to... I mean, you would say... Would you say it's preferable to have no government because you know you're closer to government, or I mean, is that a fair argument? Also, like, is your place that you're in an oppressive government that the world doesn't care about, or are you an oppressive government that the world is trying to change, or are you there's so many factors that I feel like now would become just ways to bog the debate down that maybe, you know, 10 years ago it didn't.
Yeah, I think that may be the case. It may exactly be the case. Its time has come and gone, in the way we debate now.
They did this at the NSD camp as their camp tournament. So I wonder if it. I wonder if that's what it became or not. Mm-hmm. In the thick of it.
Yeah, I'm not sure. The toughest thing about camp, though, is even, you know, because so much groupthink happens so quickly.
That's right.
Right.
Where the topic goes in a way that everyone just accepts. And it's actually one of the things that I find annoying when we get a topic that we had done at camp that the debaters are already say, oh, that was already decided, or, you know, but that was never run, or whatever it is.
Or that wasn't winning at camp.
Yes.
Right. Right.
That can actually be an annoying thing because camps, you know, put such a premium on getting, because for good reason, getting rounds started, because it's tough to do anything, because that's the basis for all your drills, all your everything is getting your cases done. So that happens so quickly that a lot, like what happens over the course of four tournaments on a normal topic happens in 2 days. At debate camp.
Yeah, and so you don't have any time to deliberate or think or even dig deeper into literature that you really kind of don't know very well.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
Anyhow, we got one more.
But in a way, still on that, that might actually lead it to become theory debate more often, not less.
Yes, right? Exactly.
Theory can just be pulled out whenever, so I wonder if that's what happened with this topic in particular.
I wonder... Like, I would always hope that when a kid goes to debate camp, they try to not use theory, for example. Just, you know, try to debate the substance. Because theory, you can kind of...
Dream on.
I mean, theory, you can kind of learn. I feel like you get better feedback if you debate a little bit, you know, like, make use of the fact that you're on a college campus and have access to all the journals, you know, digitally, and that you have... You know, like, really try to dig into it when you can, because during debate season, you always know you can fall back on theory. But if you can find some smart literature-based arguments too, then while you're at camp, it seems like that would be the time to take advantage. But of course, there's no way that always happens. There's no way that even happens, you know, 90% of the time, because, you know, or most of the time probably, because it's hard to tell a kid. It's hard for anyone to, even if they're in a practice debate, to do something they don't just always do, and so, you know, it's a tough thing to step out of. But yeah, I think you're probably right that having it as the camp topic means that they've probably practiced theory more, which means that they're going to be more likely to just run theory when the tournament time comes.
Okay.
All right.
We all done?
Yes.
I just got distracted by something. I'm sorry. I will get my home.
I know what you're distracted by.
No, you don't.
Oh, okay.
So it was...
I thought it was just some... Anyway.
No, it was a judging thing from Yale. Anyhow, okay, the next topic. Last topic, tenth topic. Rehabilitation ought to be valued above retribution in the United States criminal justice system. And another classic topic, which I remember debating a number of times. So... my particular take on this has always been, I think it's a pretty interesting topic. It is a little old-fashioned in its way, but it's certainly evergreen because we argue about it all the time. I mean, the literature just is added to almost on a daily basis, or at least the stuff I follow. I mean, I've been putting stuff into my blog that I just see good articles about this subject, about prisons and private prisons and so forth and so on. There's a lot of stuff going on out there. And I just keep throwing it in because it seems like every year there's at least one topic that may come up that is sort of like this, but this is the classic. So what do you guys think of this one?
Well, I feel like, did we debate it recently? I know that I asked my kids about it if we debated it recently because I seem to remember it, but I think what we debated was juvenile justice.
There was a juvenile justice topic
and lots
recently.
Lots of teams ran rehab as an argument or as an affirmative case that or as a negative or whatever. Like some case was rehab focused. So I feel like we debated it quite a bit when we debated juveniles. But in terms of this topic, I think it's a fine topic. The toughest thing is the negative gets the ground of, you know, case by case basis or you know, do both or whatever. I mean the negative gets it's I feel like it's such a negative bias topic that it would be tough to have a debate.
I mean the US at least is a it votes negative on this one. Okay,
so not because we value one more than the other, but
no, 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 because
we're
just the way we are. And, yeah, I mean, the U.S. just happens to be negative.
And I don't know how much that's a conscious choice or just the accumulation of a lot of little choices, really. So,
but I mean, if you look at the statistics about, I mean, our incarceration rates and the racism and the blah blah blah, I mean, there's so many issues about prisons. I mean, it doesn't even matter what you run. You got all this stuff you can bring up and figure out some way to shoehorn it in there.
That's right.
I mean, the thing is, the negative, which I hate, does get the opportunity to run them equal, which I just always has been irritating me now since the day I got hired on. It should be, you get to be one side, you get to be the other side. You can't be one side and the other guy gets to be both sides. But
yeah.
I mean, I've lost that. I've given up on that argument because, you know, I mean, the logic of it is correct, you know, that the negative does get to value them equally, you know. Right. So,
yeah,
you know, that, and in which case it makes it really tough to be an F.
Yeah,
well, I mean, you can, oh, go ahead.
Yeah, that would be fine if there were like a corresponding advantage in the affirmative, but there really kind of isn't, is the problem. So,
right.
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, if someone puts their stake in the ground on the quote unquote balanced negative, the good thing is that the affirmative can sort of argue that you can't really do both. That inevitably, like, if you say that you're going to do, like, in our country, we probably do try to do both, or we have as stated principles to do both, but the retribution always, because it's cheaper, because it can be outsourced, because it can be, I mean, just all the reasons why retribution win. I mean, you can say that there's no reason to lie about it and say that we have rehabilitation as one of our things that we value in our system, because we just don't, and that you could not value rehabilitation if you want retribution to be part of it, or if you value it at all. And since the negative is saying that it should be valued equally, then they live in a fantasy world if they try to value me equally.
I think this one might get picked. But unless people are just tired of it. I mean, you're right, because the juvenile justice might have worn people out to it. So they might say, I just did
that. And we're also debating due process now, too. So there's a lot of criminal justice people in the air.
That's true. People voted, when was it, due yesterday or something?
Yeah, Monday, I think, Monday.
Yeah, so I wish they would just release all the topics right up front.
That would be nice.
Because then people could say, you know what, we're not going to debate that topic. I mean, people could just choose. Although, then you would just probably have all the September, October people that are TOC qualifiers just do the Jan Feb, right? They would just do it.
Well, that's the thing. We'd have Jan Feb. It would become September Feb. Right?
It would just become it would just become the topic.
Yeah, it'd be the topic.
It'd be September May.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No question about it.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a stupid idea on my part.
I don't think they'll do it. Anyway, since you brought it up, I mean, what do you guys think about the present topic, the September-October topic?
What is it?
Due process topic.
Oh, it's a fine, theoretically good topic to have, but for a debate where words matter, it's tough. Because I don't know what it means to be accused of terrorism, and it doesn't exist as a. It doesn't exist.
I've had about 5 different kids very, very emphatically insist that their interpretation is correct, and none of them was even remotely like each other's.
Yeah, there's no such thing. There's no such thing as it. And so it makes it. It's one of those things that. I don't know how the wording got. I know that they work so hard on wording and things like that, but it's one of those things where you wonder how, like, at least pick a charge that can be brought against someone, and at least maybe say charge instead of accused, because accused starts even before the charging.
The other way and say suspected and just make it all fair game. You know, like at least that's clear, right? So
yeah. Yeah, and accused is such a tough. I don't even know what. Yeah, I don't know what it means to be accused of terrorism. And terrorism isn't. I mean, there's very little that considers. That I guess that in the United States we even have a charge of terrorism. I mean, we have terrorist activities. We have, and I don't even know if that's a charge. I mean, it's like in our country we're just. It's actually we just consider it to be an act of war against the country. That's why we can get rid of all your rights. Right. So it's...
Well, an accused, too, at some base level, you know, beats you're a terrorist. I have just accused you, all right? Yeah. So now you're topical, right? Like,
right,
to some degree, that could be it, right?
Yeah. So. And, you know, I appreciate the wordiness to try to explain, like... But there are people that have... Like, there are people who... Without even trying to be funny about it, thought that it was the non-citizen accused of terrorism versus just the citizen, not even necessarily accused of terrorism, just the citizen of the United States. That you can read it in a way that it doesn't agree that both are accused of terrorism.
Right.
So it's I like the topic a lot, and I'm having a lot of fun researching it. But I mean. That just means that we took a chance and said this is what our interpretation is going to be, and hopefully we can defend it, and hopefully even more than defend it, hopefully people just agree.
Yeah, I like the topic area a lot better than the topic itself. Yeah, the research the kids are doing is really good and really interesting, but the actual debates, terrify me just a bit. I think I kind of get how this happens too at some level. I mean, if you're in a committee and you've got three days to produce all this stuff, the logic of 10 or 12 people all working on the same wording, what you sometimes end up with is the thing that is least objected to, right?
Yes.
And so there can be somebody who really strongly feels that X word is incorrect, and somebody else really strongly feels that Y word is incorrect, and those are the better words.
Right.
But because one or two loud people are against them, what you end up with is a word like same or accused, right?
Right.
Which doesn't actually mean anything, and so therefore nobody objects to it.
Right.
You know, I've been in committees where that's happened before. It's totally, you know, the way it works, so.
Yeah, it's It's tough because, and I think we've talked about this before, that wording is all, you know, kind of like case writing. You need to have sort of like one person who is looking over to make sure it all sort of fits. And then you just go with it. Even though some people might disagree with it, it's almost better to have disagreement but making sense as opposed to universal agreement where some people, it doesn't make sense. Also, I mean, it's one of those things where you would want someone who, like, people have expertise in certain areas. Like, you would have some people want to do internet, like the topic that we didn't get, thank God, about, like, the internet or the privacy database thing. Like, you want someone who knows about how networks and data and all that stuff works, doing the wording probably more than you would want, you know, just someone who doesn't know, because some things that are terms of art need some expertise to sort of.
And as said expert in that field, I can tell you there were zero terms of art in that topic. I was just staring at it and being like, well, we'll win a lot of topicality debates, but I don't want to have them.
It's one of those things, too, where in the course of a year, the topic changed a ton because I feel like cloud computing went from this thing that some people did and debaters kind of did, you know, because they did Dropbox, to now everyone does. Like, as soon as Apple started having iCloud, then it became this super mainstream thing, and everyone has data everyone had data on remote servers anyway before they knew about it, but, like, now everyone is conscious of it, and they deliberately put things there, and the topic changed a ton from when they were making it in June of 2000, I guess, 10?
Must have been,
Was it 12?
It was 11. It was 11.
Yeah, 2011. Yeah. From June 2011 to now, like, what remote server became to the average person was completely different.
Well, the main problem with the topic is I can tell you that the word server is meaningless.
Right.
There is no term of art of a server. You know, and I've told people this one over and over as an example. I can prove with evidence that a remote server is your phone.
Yes.
And then my personal information is in it because I think the three of you all have my phone number and probably text messages from me. So your phone is a remote server from my perspective. Yeah. So, like, that's the kind of badness you get when you have bad wording.
Yeah. It would almost make sense, you know, I never have any desire to ever be on the wording committee, and so it's easy for me to you know, sit out here and criticize or tell them or dictate how they should do things. But it does seem like, and it's something I've always suggested, why don't they start the wording process earlier and make it more public so that people could give input, even if they're not around for those 3 days. That if they came up with the 10 topic areas now, and you know, that people that are experts on I feel like we get better wording with more input, and then all you're debating at nationals is which 10, you know, which 20 things. Let's narrow it down to 10. But the wording is already kind of decided on, and you don't have committees making wording.
Committees are good at picking topic areas, but wording is best left to an individual. You know, a voice matters. So,
yeah, because you can have different wordings for the exact same topic that are perfectly great, but it just was because it was one voice that makes all the difference. So yeah.
Excuse me.
I feel like just Chris and I talked.
Well, you guys are doing a fine job. You know, so you don't have. I mean, John fell asleep an hour ago.
No, I'm here. I'm just listening.
Wandered off to Japonica to get an entree, right?
No. I confess that, and I apologize for my distractedness here. We had our novice recruitment meeting, and I am being bombarded with emails and attempting to multitask. But I've been listening.
You're doing a great job of it, John.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
If you take the multi out of it.
Yeah, take the multi. You're doing a great job of answering your email.
True. Yeah, forgive me.
So, but no, I mean, we've done the job we set out to do, which we have talked about all. We're talking about some of the topics, you know. I mean, we've gone through all the topics, which I like to do, and we've gotten together to do it. I like the fact that we're keeping this alive, this podcast. I think, nobody else does it, and we keep doing it. We're up to, I usually was going to introduce the show with saying, this was episode number, but I forgot that because it's been so long since we did it. But,
can't count that high. Well, you ran
podcast.
Out of fingers and toes.
See, I'm looking at my little thing here, and where the hell do I put this? 56. This will be number 57. So that's a pretty serious dent in
our lives.
and the poor guy who listens to these things.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. Third year? Is it the third year we've been doing it?
It must be, yeah.
Yeah, somewhere.
Because we don't do that many, and this would be almost 60 of them. So if we do 20 a year, it'd be a miracle. So that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Things have happened. I mean, first of all, there's always new topics and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, certainly changing. I mean, it's called View from Tab. Tabbing has changed, I think, quite a bit. And it's going to change some more with Chris's new system and things like that.
So, I'm very excited for that system.
It would be interesting to see how many of our opinions on things have changed, whether it be practices or just things that we were opinionated out about at the beginning, way back when we started, versus how we feel about things now. I bet mine have changed a little bit.
I'm sure we've all changed, but none of us would feel any less adamant about any of this stuff.
I
believe both sides of it, I'm right both times. I know this for a fact. So.
Kind of like the phrase, you think you're always right. And I'm like, well, pray tell, who thinks they're wrong?
Yeah, exactly. Don't tell me, I can't argue with you because you always think you're right. No, we can't have that argument.
Right.
Okay. Just trust me. Don't get married. Okay. That is a husband and wife argument. We'll continue doing this because why not? We go into the new year.
Yeah,
stuff coming up,
and tournaments have already started, and
Texas is Texas.
I mean, I hosted a round robin last weekend, and I thank Chris for helping out with Ted. It was awesome.
When's Green Hill? Is that this weekend?
It's the next weekend week. After Rosh Hashanah has kind of thrown everything off.
Yeah, okay, Yale and Green Hill are hitting each other this year.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
And we are have Notre one day novice tournament this
nice.
Weekend.
Notre Dame.
It's a Sunday only.
A Sunday,
which is weird too. It had nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. It had everything to do with, I think, Notre Dame had some event on Saturday. So it's a Sunday only, which is I don't mind it, and
different.
Think it's nice because that means that Saturday the kids can kind of get ready a little bit.
Yeah, actually, I kind of like
for a first year for a novice tournament that's going to be three rounds. I think it's perfectly fine.
Kind of ironic to have a Sunday tournament at Catholic school, but
right.
it's their first tournament, because first tournament is more about showing up and standing up and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, if you can get up and speak for 2 minutes without urinating all of yourself, you might just be a debater. Yeah,
I those are words to live by even now for me when I have to give a presentation at work. I'm always thinking that.
And I think our good friend Adam Torsen will be taking his brand new team to this tournament.
And where is his brand new team?
Yeah, where is he coaching?
It's Marlboro School, all-girls school in L.A. in Los Angeles. So he made the move from Fargo to L.A. and is running an all-girls school team.
And I'm sure he's much warmer for it.
Claire Collier, shout out there.
Yes, for
Marlboro, the founder. Gonna love that.
Yes, that is. And is a what is her dad? Writes for The Simpsons.
Writes for The Simpsons.
And got you on the set of Star Trek.
Yes,
or no, Simpsons.
Simpsons. Yeah. Pretty exciting.
Simpsons, you got on the set of Simpsons. What do you mean you got on the set?
The reading room. You know what I mean. Not the set, but I met the cast.
No, I didn't know what you meant.
No,
actually,
we did. I had no idea what you were talking about.
I met the cast. It was like a reading.
Hell?
It was awesome.
He's lost it completely.
No, actually, they made a character of John, and he was on.
No.